The Alabama writer Albert Murray, author of four novels, a memoir, and several essay collections, has won the Harper Lee Award for Literature and the Clarence Cason Award for Distinguished Nonfiction. Whether writing fiction or nonfiction, Murray's underlying subject is always music. He is a lifetime student and an acknowledged expert. As he puts it, quote, "The blues is my metaphor," end quote. In fact, Murray's most successful book may be Good Morning Blues, the autobiography of Count Basie, as told to Albert Murray. While researching the Basie book, Murray conducted hundreds of interviews, many with Basie's longtime drummer, Joe Jones, a fellow Alabamian. Jones and Murray had decided that there was to be a book about Jones next, but this never quite happened. Jones has passed away, and Murray has turned over the tapes to Paul Devlin, a New York writer, who has accomplished the formidable task of transcribing, editing, and arranging Joe Jones's long, eccentric, solipsistic, practically stream-of-consciousness monologues on his life, personal philosophy, and musical career. I have no musical expertise and have no opinions on which jazz musicians are better than others, but music writer Phil Schaap says he agrees with the legendary talent scout and record producer John Hammond and many others that Joe Jones was, quote, the greatest jazz drummer who ever lived. Born in Chicago in 1911, Jones had much of his childhood in Alabama, attending high school and then briefly Alabama A&M Institute in Huntsville, but he was playing the drums by age 12. During the Depression, Jones would sometimes ride the rails from place to place with his drum kit, looking for work. When he hit a town, he would hide the drums in the bushes by the tracks and walk into town seeking a gig. He played anywhere he could and was with Basie in 1934 and then from 36 to 44. Jones served in the U.S. Army during World War II and rejoined Basie in 46. The Basie Band, Jones insists, was the best ever, every man a soloist. Joe Jones was some kind of genius and not just on the drums. Watching a bricklayer at work, he picked up a trowel and did it perfectly. He was a master at checkers. Jones was also an obsessive collector. For a while, it was filling 2-ounce bottles with samples of water from wherever he happened to be. He also collected matchbooks and menus. At the age of 66, Jones says, quote, "I often wondered why I was such a strange fella," end quote. Jones, it seemed, knew everybody, entertainers, athletes, writers, and read prodigiously. As one might expect, he was a flamboyant character and partied hard. His only firm rule seems to have been, quote, "never go to bed with the boss's daughter," end quote. This was a useful metaphor. He once punched out a policeman and once did a little time in a mental institution. He was famously generous with his talent and time, teaching and mentoring countless younger musicians along the way. He was not, however, easy to get along with. Schaap tells stories of fellow band members who were sick to death of his arrogance. The trumpet player Doc Cheatham, it appears, actually bought a car so he would not have to ride to gigs with Jones. Reading Devlin's book, one can hear Jones's voice. And be sure they didn't make two of those.